WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Alex Folds, an Elliott resident who has helped organize inter-neighborhood soccer since a city-run league fell through. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
A 12 and under soccer team from Elliott breaks from the huddle before a match. Tonight, they're playing on a grass field at Beachview's Alton Park. Alex Folds paces on the sideline as the game picks up.
Clear it out, help him out.
Sports mean a lot to Folds. When he was growing up in Elliott, he had trouble controlling his temper, and he switched schools a lot.
I was basically in a fight every month all through high school.
He found an outlet in sports like soccer and boxing, and they helped him get his emotions in check and make it to college. At 40, he now volunteers as a coach. In years past, Folds' team was part of a citywide travel league organized by City Parks. They provided the referees, equipment, and a field at Riverview Park in the north side. Folds says the league was about a half step up in competition from the in-house neighborhood rec leagues.
Kids who are a little more interested, so to speak, but maybe not at the club level.
The citywide league provided a nice middle ground. But over the summer, Folds got some bad news from City Parks.
They sent a letter out without any kind of explanation whatsoever, a bulk email saying that they were not going to do fall soccer.
When reached for comment, City Parks said the league was called off because not enough teams had signed up. Jen Wilson's son, Justin, is on the U-12 Elliott team. She says soccer is really popular in the neighborhood, and not having the league left the kids bummed.
Even when they don't have practices or games scheduled, this group of kids gets together on their own and gets a soccer ball and goes up to Herschel.
That's the field on Herschel Street. Folds sees the same thing at Wabash Field, where he built a goal.
Because there's nothing else available for them. We have no rec centers. We don't have much for kids to do at all.
And yet, despite the absence of City Parks, here's this match going on in Beachview.
Instead of the city providing the refs and the city providing the rosters and the schedule, we decided we could all do it on our own.
Nicole Bobitsky runs a similar soccer program at Washington Heights Athletic, which mostly draws from Mount Washington and Carrick.
What I did is I just started looking up the teams that I knew that played in the league the year before, and I just started contacting their presidents.
She was able to find enough teams to put together a small league. It happened so quickly that it doesn't even have a name yet. Basically, it runs by having the home team for each game provide the refs and fields like City Parks did in the past, although it's not quite as standardized.
We're playing on different size fields. We're playing with different size goals.
Bobitsky says Folds has been all in from the start.
He has fielded games that weren't necessarily supposed to be at his field just so the kids can play. He has found referees. He coaches both teams.
In the future, Folds hopes the City Parks League will be back. But if it's not, he says the neighborhoods will keep their new league going and make it better. Even if it can't get back to the same level, the essentials will be there.
You keep kids off the street from doing bad things. How do you do that? You give them something healthy and good to do.
I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.